Guest on The Long Lunch, Shyla Hill. Welcome to The Long Lunch.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we were just talking about Parramatta and being coached by a parent. What is it like? How is it? The Hammer, what is he like as a coach? I want to know how does he go?
He's good. I mean, he's been coaching me ever since I was a little girl. So he knows everything about me and my game. So it's really good. I love getting coached by him. And I know all the girls that get coached by him love it too. So
you've obviously know a lot. He's your father. You know what he's done in his career. Does he tell you, is it the do as I say, not as I did with Shane? Or do you go, hey, you can't tell me to do that because I've seen vision of you not doing that. So just come, just cool your jets there, Dad.
I do tell him that a fair bit. I've seen you do a couple of things. I'm pretty sure I can do it. But nah, he's pretty strict on me. And puts me in line, which I like. Never takes it easy on me, so it's good.
The new season, very exciting. The Sydney Flames have a new name, a new logo, and a new look, and a new home. How exciting is that?
It's so exciting. The club's really heading in the right direction. Got new uniforms, new stadiums, and a whole new lot of faces this year for our team. So it's really exciting, and I can't wait.
Talk to us about those new faces. Who should we be looking out for?
We've got two new Americans coming. We've got a 3-man and a 5-man, so definitely look out for them. We've got Tiana Mangakahia. She's from Queensland. She'll be really good in the backcourt, really crafty. And then Emma Clark from Perth as well. She's a young star that's on the rise. So a lot of talent, and Sydney needs to definitely come along to the games because it's exciting.
Speaking about coming along to the games, where Sydney Olympic Park, the new home, is that exciting too? It's important. We're talking about new stadiums in Sydney. To have a really important home base is really good for players and fans.
Yeah, definitely. We're playing at the Key Centre in Sydney Olympic Park. So that's really awesome. And it's actually where the World Cup is happening in September. So it'll be really great to get everyone out and build our fan base with a new stadium holding 4,500 people. So we need to fill it out and all come support us.
We would love to fill that out, the Quay Centre, every week. 4,000 people, surely we can get that together for the Sydney Flames. Listen, the new season, it gets underway in November. How's training going? Has pre-season started yet? That nasty, nasty, nasty word?
No, pre-season starts September 20, so everyone's all over Australia right now playing their off-season leagues, and then we'll head up to Sydney and really get started then. That's when it all goes down.
A basketball pre-season, what does it involve? I would imagine shuttles. That's when I think a basketball pre-season, suicides and shuttles. Would I be right?
Oh, you're spot on. Lots of cardio, definitely getting fit.
Oh, on the up and down the hard court, no good. Your career, it's moving forward nicely. Are you happy with what's happened? WNBA back in Sydney Uni Flames. Are you happy with the career and how it's tracking along at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. These last couple of years, I've definitely had a couple of huge bumps along my career, but I'm really grateful that they happened and I got cut from the WNBA because I know I'm a lot stronger mentally now. But I'm really looking to have a breakout season this year for the Flames and really take another step in my career for sure.
Is the desire to go back, is that the pinnacle, the WNBA, or at the moment you just really focused on the Flames and just going, I'm just going to do my work here and let the rest it'll look after itself, that next level?
Yeah, I think it'll really look after itself. I just need to keep training hard and take it one step at a time. But my main goal is definitely to head back to the WNBA for sure.
You spoke about the Women's World Cup. That's obviously something that's on the radar as well.
No, I'm out of the squad.
You're
I had
out of
glandular
squad.
Fever, so I couldn't get in, yeah.
No, you have had some bumps, haven't
sick.
You?
Yeah, I have.
Well. Well. Glandular fever, you can't help. Oh, maybe you can help. I don't know. I'm no doctor. But as you said, Women's World Cup in the stadium, Sydney Uni Flames. Going forward, second year of the rebuild. Hammer's the coach. Playoffs, are they on the agenda this year?
Definitely going to be a top four team and build to a championship. That's the plan.
Where do you need to get better? Where do you need to hone in that preseason? Is it offense? Is it defense? Transition? Where do you see the Flames becoming a better side next year?
The first step for us is staying healthy. Last year we had a lot of injuries and that's where it really messed us up. But I know Dad, the coach, obviously is really big on defense. So we're going to be a really defensive-minded team and that's where it's all going to come for us. So, yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
In defense. I'm not sure. Did he play much defense?
Nah, he just shot threes and talked crap to people.
Have you got that in your game? Surely.
Oh, a little bit. Not too much.
What's your three ball like?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. He gave me that.
I still remember, Shiloh, I have a 13-year-old daughter and she is currently in Sydney Swans Academy. Was there a point in time where you knew that you had your dad? Is it sneaking up on me? Is there a point where all of a sudden I'm going to be out-muscled and out-competed by my daughter? Was there a point where I've got your dad one-on-one?
He retired undefeated because he doesn't want to work now. So He's scared.
He's scared. Call him out one-on-one. First day of preseason, I want to see you go one-on-one with him.
We'll see.
Charlotte Hill, thank you for joining us on the Long Lunch. The Sydney Flames are back. They are rebranded. They have a new name, a new logo, a new look, and a new home. Best of luck for the preseason, obviously. You've got to get through that first, but for the season and staying, as you said, sickness and injury free.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was great to talk.
No worries, Charlotte. Thanks for joining us. I think it's a bit sleeping giant in Australian sport basketball, coach. Sleeping giant. I think Jez and I were out at the King Day. It's still called the King Day. We were out there for game three of the championship out there. The record crowd out at Qdos now. The Sydney Flames, they're looking for, look, as we said, new name, new logo, a new home, 4,000. You like to think that the basketball fans out there will get around the Sydney Flames when they start their season in November.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.